Wednesday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 6 to 10 and 16 to 18. We instruct you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shun any brother who conducts himself in a disorderly way and not according to the tradition they receive from us. For you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right, rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone were unwilling to work, neither should that one is. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. This greeting is in my own hand. Pause. This is the sign in every letter. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, with all of you. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verses 27 to 32. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tomb, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the day of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood. Thus you bear witness against yourself that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out. Sharing of the theme. First, the theme. Working with a good intention. People can do the same work, but with different intentions, and the results mostly depend on their intention. For example, the acting of the Sunday Mass, some attend it out of their reverence for God. Some just want to keep the law so they do not sin. Some go to please others. Some go because there is opportunity for them to wear the newly outfit or to display of their beauty. Only those who attend the Mass out of their reverence for God shall receive His grace, which is necessary for their life. Today's readings want to present the examples of those who worked with different intentions. In the first reading, Saint Paul advised his faithful to imitate him, to live a disciplined life, and to work hard for their living. They should not imitate those who live undisciplined and lazy. In the Gospel, Jesus displayed sinful intentions of scribes and Pharisees. He accused them as the hypocrites who are on the outside, you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil-doing. Second analysis. Third reading, to live a disciplined life. Third point, the necessity of a disciplined life. To be successful or failed, both in material and spiritual life, depend upon the disciplined life. Those who are successful are the ones who know how to control themselves in any situation of their life. The disciplined person never let other nor difficult situations prevent them from doing good works. In opposition, they shall find all possible ways to overcome them. Saint Paul is the model of the disciplined person. He knew the bad effects of the undisciplined on his faithful. So he advised them, "We instruct you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shun any brother who conduct himself in a disorderly way, and not according to the tradition they received from us. For you know how one must imitate us." Second point, the necessity of hard working. People need to have food so they can live. To have food, they must work. The Levites and the priests who work in the temple have no time to work for their living as lay people. They can live by the tithe of others. 10% from people's income, as the Lord replied. This is just because they also work for people's spiritual life. It is only unjust if the priests do not fulfill their priestly duty. Saint Paul justified that he had the right to enjoy what is required for the priests, but he tried to work hard to set an example for the faithful. He wrote, "For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right, rather, we wanted to present ourselves as the model for you, so that you might imitate us." He gave them an order. If anyone were unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. This is thus for those who are capable of working. Many lazy people reasoned, is it better to have food without working, or have a lot of food without working hard in the sight of wisdom? Some people who are not working hard, but also use their time to sin, set out to slander, to interfere in other work, to entertain fleshy temptation, at a sign for one, to be idle, is the matter of all bad habits. Third point, the hard-working people reaction. When they see people who do not work but enjoy many benefits, sometimes even take away all of others' efforts, they become irritated and angry. Some of the following reaction may happen. First, the normal reaction is to find a way to teach the people a lesson or to display their sin to light. This reaction may cause hardship if others resist and may get unwanted results. Second, the other reaction is to stop doing good works. This reaction is not good because we let others to affect our life. Third, St. Paul's reaction. He advised them, if this way is not effective, look for peace in God because God is the source of peace. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Moreover, we should not worry about injustice, because God shall judge them on the last day. No hidden thing shall be passed unaware. Their hypocrisy can be hidden from people, but not from God, because God can see all of their intentions. Second, the gospel. Pharisees and scribes live a hypocritical life to deceive others and to hide their sins. Third point, a hypocritical life. Jesus accused the Pharisees and the scribes. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within you are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. You also outwardly appear righteous to men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Hypocrisy has three meanings. First, it's the one who answers, or a translator who only knows what both sides want to speak, but not their intentions. Secondly, it is an actor or anyone who had a role in the play. An actor or an actress must express what the playwright wants them to express. The well-known actor must be the one who exactly expresses the role of the person he plays. For example, he can easily cry while deep down inside he does not want to cry or laugh. why his soul had many things to worry about. Lastly, it is a hypocrite, the one who acts out to hide what he really wants. Why paint it tombs? To keep people from being unclean, the Israelites paint white all the tombs so people might recognize and avoid them. However, no matter how white the tomb, they are unable to hide what are inside, full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. The Pharisees and the scribes hypocrisy. They wear phylacteries, prayer boxes, and long tassels, together with all their pious acts. All these can only deceive the innocent and naive, not the wise and the experienced. They never can deceive God, who fathoms all their intentions and plans. Second point, they persecute the prophets. Jesus continues, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tomb of the prophet and adorn the monuments of the writers, saying, if we have lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you witness against yourself that you are son of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. Most of God's prophets were maltreated, persecuted, and killed by the Jews. The reason for these are they obey God and said what people did not want to hear, or to accuse the king or people's sin. The Pharisees and the scribes wanted to build or to paint the writer's tomb to show that they are not like their ancestors. Jesus seemed to tell them, if they sincerely want that, they should change their attitude and receive prophets. In contrast, they are finding ways to persecute and to seize Jesus, the most important of all the prophets. Today, there are still people like Pharisees and the scribes. There are some faithful who did not visit or care for their parents when they are alive. But when their parents die, they lamented and wanted to show people how much love they have for their parents. They organized a big funeral and built beautiful tombs to hide their ungrateful to their parents. A Vietnamese adage described the people as follows. When alive, they don't feed. When passed away, they offer their funeral oration for flies. Application in life. The discipline life should not be lacked if we want to be successful in both material and spiritual life. So long as we have the capacity to work, we must work for our living and make contributions to develop mental plans of our family and society. We must have a good intention in doing works, remember that we can hide our bad intention from people, but we never can hide it from God. Amen.